This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. James Madison is known as the father of our Constitution. What would he think of the discussions we're having about the document these days? It's the topic of a presentation at the Lyric Theater in Stuart on Tuesday, January 23rd. Kat Imhoff is president and CEO of the Montpelier Foundation, which is the steward for Madison's home and legacy. Her presentation is James Madison, the Constitution, and America's Ongoing Revolution. She joins us now, and I guess my first question is, revolution, the correct term there for what's going on?
I do think it's the right word. And I love talking about Madison because I think as Americans, we're very aware of 1776, right? You know, this is the Declaration of Independence, and the flags are snapping in the breeze, and there's fireworks going off. But we don't tend to think about we really had a second revolution, which was in 1787 when we founded the government we have today through the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And Madison's a very big player in that second revolution. I might even go even further to say that maybe today we're on the verge of a third revolution in the United States as we continue to think about this human struggle for freedom and the conversations we're having today about constitutional issues like security and privacy, or separation of powers, or racial discrimination. So I think revolution is still a good word to talk about this experiment we call democracy.
And what do you think James Madison would think about that? I mean, it seems like he did wide research before putting his two cents in on what the Constitution should be. And so he took around a look at what worked and what didn't. And would rethinking it be something he would be happy about?
Well, you know, he says to Washington while they're working on the Constitution and afterwards that he fully anticipates that there will be changes that the future will bring. He acknowledges that they've kind of done the best in their lifetime, but that certainly not every issue has been addressed. And they know from the beginning that they have made compromises. They made a lot of compromises in the Constitution, particularly around slavery. So I don't think Madison would be surprised that as the future unfolded, of course, the Constitution had to be amended to adapt to a changing nation.
And what are some of the other points you think it's important to touch on when you give your presentation?
Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about why Madison matters today and this idea of this second revolution. But also, I think, in this human struggle for freedom that we continue to debate kind of who has what rights in our country. So I'll be touching also on the legacy of slavery, how the U.S. Constitution from its inception codified slavery without ever using the word, and also how we can continue as a country both to recognize that tension and yet be tremendously proud of the spark of democracy that was really lit by the United States and continues to expand, hopefully, in the world today.
Do you believe there's anything that would kind of surprise him about our discussions today?
He was such a strong legislator and believed so much in Congress as being kind of the best and closest to the people in terms of representing we, the people. I think he'd be a little surprised by the continued sort of struggle between executive, judiciary, and Congress. But, you know, he set up a system where you would constantly have that little shift and struggle for balance.
Kat Imhoff is the president and CEO of the Montpelier Foundation, the steward for Madison's home and legacy. She'll be at the Lyric Theater Tuesday, January 23rd. We'll have a link to more information online. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.